VCR.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, looking out my back door.
Credence Clearwater Revival, of course, 6:43. Dave, Pat, Charlie, and you on the Morning Team Show on WSGW. On air and online, of course, WSGW on a Tuesday morning edition. Just having to note this, checking some of my musical sources. Wow, this date, September 6, 1990, 32 years ago, when Tom Fogerty passed away. I didn't realize, I guess, until I revisited this. He was only 48 years old when he died. Wow, you know, talk about much too young. Just think about the great music that CCR produced in the 60s and how young he would have been, along with his younger brother, John. Tom was the older brother. Just wanted to make that note. Tom Fogerty, 48, 1990, this date.
Yeah. Far too young to be gone.
And you think of what John has done with his musical career since then.
Right.
You know, what might have Tom done? And I was looking at some information. So they both began singing in high school and both had different musical groups. Tom had a group that he led that John's group actually backed.
Oh, really? Right. Okay.
Eventually, Tom joined John's group, and Tom was the lead singer. Then they eventually morphed into CCR, and John took over lead vocalizations.
Right.
And
right.
Back and forth.
Yeah, right? Isn't that something, though, the way that kind of just turned around? But, need to look more into the musical history of some of these artists that, long forgotten because they passed away such a long time ago.
It's sad, though, too, about John and Tom Fogerty is that they could not reconcile really before his death, all because of musical differences. And there were lawsuits. I mean, and it was Tom Fogerty and the other members of the band really up against John Fogerty. And even when they were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they didn't perform.
Yeah.
There were also digs at each other on the stage, too. And it wasn't in, they weren't doing it in jest or in trying in good faith. No, they were still fighting over their business differences.
That's unfortunate.
Yep.
Yeah. That even continued with some different members of the band, didn't it?
Trying
to tour of what they could call the band and songs they could claim.
Well, and I believe they even tried suing John Fogerty, saying that his songs sounded like CCR.
Yeah.
Which was funny since he was the primary writer. But yeah. But even on Tom Fogerty's deathbed, I mean, John said they tried to reconcile and they couldn't do it.
Yeah. 48 years old, 32 years ago, 1990.
Yes, we've lost love a lot of other musicians at young ages.
Yeah, as I said, you know, we'd had to start, you know, he's talked so much about the way we do some of our songs. You celebrate birthdays and things like that, and some of these that never get even thought about again because it happened such a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.